96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. High basketball is on
96.3 W Lee,
presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live on the campus of Alabama State in the capital of Alabama here in Montgomery as your Auburn High School Tigers get ready to face off against the Enterprise Wildcats in the Sweet 16 of the state basketball tournament. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And now it all comes down to this. Each and every game is win or go home. And today, it's Auburn and Enterprise. We've got the boys up first, and then we're going to have the girls who take on Dothan. So it's actually in reverse of what you normally get here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll have the boys game up for first, then we'll have the girls coming up in just a little bit. We'll tell you about this Auburn High team as they are taking on Enterprise. They are a team in 18-6 overall as this Enterprise squad. Your Auburn High Tigers are 21-9. Enterprise won the Area 3 tournament. They beat Dothan to get the higher seed and to take on Auburn, who was technically the lower seed coming out of Area 4 as we fell to Central in the Area Finals last Saturday. But all of that doesn't matter. That's all gone. That's all in the past. Because now it's Auburn and Enterprise in the Sweet 16. It's the regional first round. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight next week, and the loser goes home and sees their season come to an end. We'll talk more about that when we come back, plus starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Enterprise here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Back Back here on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, just about an hour down the road from Auburn, as your Auburn High Tigers are taking on Enterprise here in the Dunn Oliver Acadome. Excited to be here and happy to have you along with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Boys taking on Enterprise. Girls will have Dothan coming up in just a little bit. We told you the records of these two teams, right? Enterprise 18-6 overall. Auburn High 21-9. Enterprise coming off an area tournament win. Auburn coming off a heartbreaking area tournament loss in the championship game to Central, 0-3 so far against the Red Devils. But this is the Sweet 16. This is the regional first round where if you win, you move on to the Elite Eight. And on the other side, it is Central and Dothan as we kind of look at the brackets a little bit. On this boys' side, it is Auburn Enterprise today right here at about 10:30. We're a little behind schedule, but we're getting on in just a couple of minutes. And then later on this afternoon, it'll be Central and Dothan. The winner of these two games will meet in the Elite Eight. We've seen it so many times in history, right, with Auburn and Central meeting in the Elite Eight on the boys' and the girls' side. Winner moves on to the Final Four. And on the girls' side of things, while we got you here for just a second, Enterprise in Central Phoenix City just did battle Central, actually won that game just now in the girls' game. So the Red Devils have moved on to the Elite Eight. And your Auburn High School girls taking on Dothan at noon. That'll be right after this game. And the winner will go on to play Central. For the boys' game, though, it's really simple, man. Can't worry about what's happened or what could happen, right? You see Central's in this tournament. You also see teams like Dothan. I mean, there's a lot of good teams out there. And you're also coming off another loss to the Red Devils in the area championship game. Can't worry about that. That doesn't matter. There's all the things that matter are right here in this game where it's winner go home against the Enterprise Wildcats. Winner is in the Elite Eight. Loser sees their season come to an end. The time is right now to get hot and go on a run. And I think Coach Chris Brandt and this entire squad feel that they can. They've got the shot making to do it. They've got the defense to do it. They just got to put it all together for four straight quarters. They've struggled to do that as of late. If they can do that here today, you've got a good chance to take on an Enterprise team that you have yet to play this year. So it's a new team. New names, new faces, and new strategies as well, as Auburn and Enterprise are set to do battle here in just a little bit. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Enterprise right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the Enterprise Wildcats. Starting down low, wearing number 30 is Aiden Williams. Also down low, wearing number 23 is William Watsford, or Wattsworth, excuse me. Wearing number 13 is Ty Bryant. Wearing number 3 is Malachi Reed. And wearing number 2 is Walker Clark. Again, Clark, Reed, Bryant, Wadsworth, and Williams, the starting five for the Enterprise Wildcats. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, he starts at the point guard spot. He's a 6-foot-tall junior. Wearing number 0 is Trenton Maynard. Also in a guard spot is Antoine Danos. He stands at 6-foot-6, wears number 1. He'll be starting as well. Cash Reef, who wears number 4, the 5'11 junior in the starting lineup today. Tamari Owen will be down low. He'll have you settled as a 6'3 senior who wears number 12. And Tyler Dixon wearing number 14 at the guard spot. Again, Maynard, Daniels, Reef, Allen, and Dixon, the five starting for Auburn, and they tip it away. It's Antoine Daniels into the hands of Trenton Maynard, and we're underway in the regional first round. Right to left are the Tigers moving on your radio dial. The Wildcats of Enterprise will be moving left to right. Then Trenton Maynard gets to the lane and gets his shot blocked immediately, and the Wildcats will have their first possession of the basketball game. Tigers wearing their grays today with Auburn written in blue across the chest with blue numbers front and back and the blue trim down the side. Enterprise in their whites. It says Enterprise Wildcats on the top and bottom with the number squeezed in the middle. And the navy looks like a star, like a midnight galaxy trim down the side. And it's a turnover with those galaxy trim jerseys as the Tigers get it back. So no score yet. Again, it's Maynard, Daniels, Reef, Allen, and Dixon, the five on the floor to start for head coach Chris Brandt in the Sweet 16 for Auburn High. Reef straightaway three to get us started. Yes, he got it. And the foul, banked it in, did Cash Reef, and we're on the board with three and a chance at one more. How about the no hesitation three from Cash Reef to step up and knock it down, and a chance to make it a four-point play to get the game started just 46 seconds into the ball game. Reef steps up and converts. 4-0 Auburn on the first or the second possession. Gotta love it if you're head coach Chris Brand. Here comes Enterprise now. Bounce pass to the top elbow, guarded by Jabari Allen. It is Aiden Williams. Stands at 6'7", to be the tallest one on the floor today. Enterprise works it around the rainbow. They get it into the far corner in front of the Auburn High bench. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line is good. That's a tough shot from William Wadsworth. Watch out for him today, folks. He's a really good shooter, and we just saw it right there on display. 6'5" is the junior guard who wears 23 for Enterprise. Cash Reef, another three. No, too strong that time from the left-hand wing. And the board comes down to Ty Bryant for Enterprise. He'll orchestrate the offense, get it to the top of the semicircle. Again, Wildcats moving left to right as we look at it here at the Dunn-Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State. Dumped down low. That is Aiden Williams. He's got the mismatch, gets into Reef, and he's going to get called for the foul. Did Cash Reef, and he also gets the bucket. Does Aiden Williams, the first bucket of the game for Enterprise, is an and-one opportunity for Aiden Williams. And the and one free throw is short. It was short, so Williams give him two. And we're knotted up at four. Antoine to the lane. Tough take. Won't fall. And pulled down by Williams. Enterprise looking to run. They'll bring it up the floor with Malachi Reed, the 6-foot senior guard. Dumped it down low. Williams had his shot knocked away and saved by Cash Reed. Here comes Tyler Dixon up the sideline with the left hand. Gets to the bucket. The reverse was blocked. He lost it maybe on the way up as well. And it falls into the hands of Ty Bryant. Back and forth we go. 4-4 is our score. Enterprise and Auburn tied with 5:45 in the opening quarter. Threw it out from underneath the basket. Kicked out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Enterprise. Starter still on the floor for both squads. Tigers in the gray. They'll bring it up right to left. 5:40 in this first quarter. We are knotted up at four apiece. here in the Sweet 16 in the Alabama State Basketball Tournament. Maynard, left-hand wing, picks up his dribble, looks and finds Reef. They'll work it over to Tyler Dixon on the right-hand side. Back to Cash. Reef works it into Maynard in front of us at the scorer's table. 5:25 in the first quarter. High screen from Allen. Had him, didn't get it to him. Maynard, pull up from 18 feet, couldn't get it. Looked for the foul call, no call. We play on. It's Malachi Reed who will walk it up the floor across the Alabama State Yellow Jacket logo here at Dunn Oliver Aqua-Dome. Maynard, high pressure on the basketball, and Malachi Reed has to get rid of it. Williams up top, pass deflected. Now into the left-hand wing in front of head coach Chris Brand of Auburn High. Enterprise in the far corner. They get an open three from the left-hand wing, and it's good. Ty Bryant takes his first shot, and he makes his first shot as well. Tigers have to respond. We're down 7-4. Tabari at the top. He'll hand off to Antoine Daniels. He's going to be guarded all afternoon heavily. Now it's down to Tabari. Allen on the low block. Gets to the free throw line. Gets the defender to go. Lost it. It was tipped by Enterprise. Allen comes back up with it. Gets it up top, and the Tigers will reset. Maynard, right wing three, too strong. And Allen tries to fight for the board and finds it in the hands of Tyler Dixon, who then threw it away. He was pressured on the baseline, had nowhere to go, and it's into the hands of Malachi Reed. Ahead now for Enterprise. 7-4 is their lead over Auburn with 4:10 to play. And then a reach-in foul going to be called on Trendon Maynard. That's zero in blue for Auburn High School. As Cash Reef will sub out, the first starter to take a seat for the Auburn High Tigers brings in Carter Lindsay, the 5'11 senior, who hit some big-time shots in that area tournament. As a couple of Wildcats will sit down as well. Walker Clark sits down, along with Aiden Williams as well. Brings in Nicholas Roberts for the Wildcats. Ahead now, it's Malachi Reed at the top, guarded by Antoine. Gets to the right hand, kicks to the corner. Open three, no. And pulled down by Tyler Dixon. And then they're going to call Tyler Dixon on a loose ball foul underneath after he had already cleared the rebound. Then they called the foul on Dixon. Regardless, it was a wide open look for William Wadsworth in that corner. Tigers can't afford to give those looks up today. Left to right on your radio dial. Enterprise has it in the half court. They lead 7-4 with 3:50 to play. Shot in the lane about 8 feet away. It won't fall, and the Tigers come up with the board. It was Ty Bryant on a falling away shot. And it will not fall. Here come the Tigers now. Maynard has to get it across. He does. He's guarded heavily at the top by Ty Bryant. Tigers work it around. Tabari throws it down low. Too hot for Antoine Daniels. Love the idea, especially with Aiden Williams, who's sitting on the bench right now, trying to feed it to Antoine just a little too much. And it's a turnover on Auburn. 7-4 is Auburn's deficit right now to Enterprise. 3:28 to play in the opening quarter. Remind you that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Tigers put a little full court press. Enterprise able to break it. Joseph Hightower is in the ball game for Trendon Maynard. Also, Hampton Jordan steps in for Tabari Allen as well. Enterprise on the left-hand side of the floor. Now it's still on the left-hand side after a pass back. Big high screen at the top. Crossover dribble on Lindsay. Tries to stay with Ty. He does. Tough shot from 20 feet. No good. And Hampton Jordan clears. Hightower, a head pass for Antoine Daniels. Got the bright pink sneakers on again today. Does Antoine use the screen? Takes a three and makes a three. Does Antoine Daniels his first bucket of the ball game? It was a big one. We're not enough, but 7 apiece with 2:45 in the opening quarter. Reed has it at the top. Hands off to Wadsworth. They work it to the right-hand wing, guarded by Carl Lindsay. Feed down now, guarded by Antoine Daniels. Below pass on the low block. Wadsworth blew the layup. Had it wide open. I think he was expecting a little contact. Instead, he missed everything. Tigers will take advantage here on the near side. It's now Hampton Jordan has it at the top. Hands off for Tyler Dixon. Turns the corner with the left hand. They'll work it into the near corner for Hightower. He'll get to the lane. Takes the bump. Gets the shot up. No call. And the ball rolls around and into the hands of Enterprise for Malachi Reed. All sorts of contact. And we play on. And then Auburn gives up a wide open lane. And falling to the floor is Ty Bryant, who earns his way to the free throw line. Back and forth we go, 2:05 in this opening quarter. as Auburn and Enterprise tied at 7 apiece. With Ty Bryant, the 6'2 senior guard for this Enterprise team, will step up to the line and cannot connect on the first. Enterprise coached by Rhett Harrelson. State champions back in 2022. They're trying to make a run again. Your Auburn High Tigers trying to stop it and make one of their own. Still tied at 7. Second free throw from Bryant is good. Bryant has 4. Has 4 of the 8 for this Enterprise team. Hightower jogs across the ASU logo. He's got it at the top. Flushes Lindsay out of the play. Hightower with the right hand. Whips it over here into the corner. Lindsay for 3. In and out. Dixon fights for the board, and they're going to call Auburn on a loose ball foul again. They're going to call Auburn on a loose ball foul. I think they got Hampton Jordan that time away from the basketball. And so that's the second time Auburn's gotten caught underneath, which is the 4th foul on Auburn in this first quarter. Oh, okay. They changed the call. Either they changed the call or there was a miscommunication. They called that on Enterprise. Okay, they called that on Aiden Williams, who's back in the ballgame, so he gets the loose ball foul, and it stays with Auburn on this end of the floor with a minute 45. Antoine, pull up from the elbow, too strong, and cleared out by Brady Wadsworth. 8-7, Enterprise leads your Auburn High Tigers. We're approaching a minute and a half to play in this first quarter. Guarded heavily at the top for Carl Lindsay. Now on the right-hand wing, it's Joseph Hightower who guards. They swing it around to Wadsworth on the left-hand wing. Dumped down low, Antoine denies it. Spinning on the block, help defense from Tyler Dixon. Steps out of bounds, and it is Auburn High School basketball. Great help from Tyler Dixon on the weak side. He never saw them. Did the ball handler, William Wadsworth. Again, got the two brothers on this team. William, who wears 23, and Brady, who wears 25. Tyler Dixon came from that weak side, had no idea he was there, and forces the turnover to give the ball back to the Auburn High Tigers. 1:20 to play in the first quarter. It's 8-7 Enterprise. Again, boys game happening right now. We're going to have the girls game coming up right after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network live from Montgomery. So we're looking forward to a big day here on the network as Carl Lindsay will bank it in from the right-hand wing from downtown, and the Tigers are back on top. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Tough baseline jumper from Aiden Williams is good. Williams is up to 4. When you're 6'7 and you can bank it home from 18 feet on the baseline, contested, by the way, that's pretty strong stuff from 30 in white. Auburn has it to Hightower. He'll take a 3 to respond, and he got it. Tigers are hitting their shots in the first quarter. We've got back on top. 13-10, Auburn leads with 30 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Left to right on your radio dial goes Enterprise. Ball's in the hands of Michael Reed. He's pressured by Carl. Lindsay has to give it up. It's Williams on the right-hand wing, guarded by Jordan. They swing it over to the left-hand side. That's in front of the Auburn High bench. Now it's Reed. Williams, bounce pass was stolen. Here comes Antoine Daniels, right to left in transition. Shoves off one, gets to the lane. Reverse layup is good. Antoine Daniels, a next-level play, shot at the buzzer. Good if it goes. It does not. And Auburn will take a 15-10 lead to the second quarter. Great start for the Tigers here in Montgomery. We'll have the second quarter coming up for you next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We begin the second quarter. Enterprise with the basketball moving left to right as we look at it here at the Acadome. And the block, shot is blocked by Tavari Allen. The attempt from Malachi Reed is no good. Tigers lead 15-10. Auburn over Enterprise as we begin the second quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Inbounding baseline right. They toss it out to nobody, but eventually it is Walker Clark who comes up with it. Gets it to the far side of the floor. A contested take in the lane comes up short, and then a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow goes to Auburn High School. Missed shot by Ty Bryant, who had four in that first frame. Four of the ten for Enterprise, but Auburn, thanks to a couple of threes. Cash Reef had one, Hightower had one, and Carl Lindsay had one as well. We'll have to see that continue here in the second quarter. Step back, Lindsay thought about the three, didn't take it. Maynard's back on the floor. It's Maynard, Hightower, Lindsay, Allen, and Jordan. A unique five right now for head coach Chris Pran as Hightower gets to the lane, fake pass, and then lays it in. How about Joseph Hightower? The aggressive take from three and gray, and the Tigers are back up by seven. 17-10 is Auburn's lead. Williams takes a contested three, too strong over the hands of Hampton Jordan and into the hands of Hightower. He looks to run. He's got a one-on-three. Finds a cutting Jordan. Spin to the basket, and a blocking foul is called on Enterprise. Maybe a helpful foul call for Auburn as Hampton Jordan was losing his balance on the way in anyway. But regardless, it is a foul on Enterprise, their first one in this second quarter. I want to remind you that today's action here on the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week, and for brunch on Sunday mornings. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Daniels can't connect on the free throw line jumper. Wildcats push now left to right on your radio dial. Into the near corner, trailing 17-10 against your Auburn High Tigers. Williams spins on the baseline, whips it for Wadsworth. Foot was on the line. That's a two. Should be a two. It should be a two. We'll see if they marked it. They say it's a three. I guess his foot was on the college line, as there are two. So they're going to say it's a three. So Wadsworth knocks it down. That's William Wadsworth, who had two in the first quarter. He's got his first bucket here in the second quarter. He's got five of the 13 for Enterprise. Trendon Maynard straight ahead. Gets to the right hand. Spin move. Turnaround. Jumper. Yes. The first bucket for Zero in Gray is a beautiful one, and the Tigers are leading 19-13 over Enterprise. 6 minutes to play in the first half in the regional first round, the Sweet 16 of the state tournament. Wadsworth wants another one, nearly airballed it, just barely kissed the front of the rim, and the Tigers look to push. Maynard with the left hand up the sideline. He'll slow it down. He's picked up by Ty Bryant. Hands off to Antoine Daniels. They'll work it to Tavari Allen. Now it's Lindsay on the right-hand side. No airspace for him. Jordan straight away. Down low now for Tavari Allen. Low block. Bump and dump goes in. Can't get us airspace. Jump has to get it back out. And Antoine Daniels will reset the offense. 5.5 to play in this first half. Auburn leads 19-13 over Enterprise in the Sweet 16. Tavari Allen straight away. Guarded heavily, kicks to Lindsay. Thinks about the three, takes the three, and makes the three. Carl Lindsay gets his second three of the game. He had one in the first quarter. He's got one in the second quarter. And the Tigers are up by nine. Their biggest lead of the game for your Auburn High Tigers. It's 22-13 with 5 minutes to play in this second quarter. Wildcats working around. They get it to Williams down low. He's guarded by Jordan. Floater over Jordan is good. Aiden Williams, man, that kid can absolutely play. He's got six so far. Does 30 in white. Daniels has it straight away. Gets the high screen from Tavari Allen. Gets to the lane. Euro step to finish with the right finger roll. Antoine Daniels and a college jam is playing like a college player right now. Tigers back up by nine. Williams, they're going right back after Hampton Jordan. Cross court pass. Open three on the right wing. And he buried it. Ty Bryant had the time, had the space, and he's got the result. Enterprise won't go away. 24-18 is Auburn's lead. Maynard's got it on the free throw line, extended left here in front of us. Crossover dribble gets it to Carl Lindsay. Thought about an NBA range three. He'll bounce pass it to Antoine Daniels in the near corner. Trying to go down low, not there. He'll pull up in the lane and knocks it down. From about 5 feet away, just inside the SWAC logo here at Alabama State, Antoine Daniels up to 9 points now. 9 of the 26 for this Auburn team. Enterprise looks to respond with a tough floater in the lane by Reed. That won't fall, and the Tigers are running again. Trendon Maynard on the right side of the floor. Crossover uses a screen from Jordan. Takes a three. Makes a three. The Tigers are on fire here in Montgomery. How about Trendon Maynard knocks down a three? He's got five in the corner alone, and the Tigers are up by double digits over Enterprise. 3:30 to play in this second quarter. 29-18, Auburn leads. Tries to dribble drive on Jordan. He does. Throws up a tough shot off the backboard. Won't fall for Malachi Reed, and the Tigers will slow it down. Antoine Daniels, Trendon Maynard, Carl Lindsey, Tabari Allen and Hampton Jordan are the five on the floor. How about a Tabari Allen corner three? Not that time. And cleared out by Ty Bryant. He'll surge ahead with the right hand. Crossover on Maynard. Stays with him. Dumps it down to Williams. He's guarded this time by Tabari Allen. Pokes it away. Nearly lost it. Allen cuts him off on the baseline. Gets his way to the basket and lays it in anyway. That's a tough take right there by Aiden Williams. He's got eight of the 20 for this Enterprise squad. They're back within nine of your Auburn High Tigers with 2:40 to play in this first half. Reminder, first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Maynard has it in the near corner. Crossover gets to the baseline and lays it in with the left hand. Trendon Maynard having a second quarter. He's got seven by himself. And the Tigers back up by 11. 31-20. They lead Enterprise. Here in the Sweet 16, we approach 2 minutes to play in the first half. That's a deep three. Won't fall for Wadsworth. Tigers are pushing. Lindsey on the left-hand side. Cut off on the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Looking for some help. He gets it with Trendon Maynard. And everybody will reset. Left-hand side of the floor here in front of us. 31-20 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise. Allen at the top. Crossover dribble. Gets to the basket. Throws it off the backboard. Not that time. And cleared out by Enterprise. They look ahead. That's a corner three in transition. Left it short. Looks for the foul call. Doesn't get it for Walker Clark. Here comes Antoine on the right side. Crossover dribble. Gets it to the corner. He's stuck. Needs some help. Gets to the lane now. Gets to the left hand. Had it stripped on the way out, but foul. Believe they're going to get Malachi Reed. They did. And don't think that was in the act of shooting. They're going to say it was on the take and not necessarily on the shot. So that'll be an inbound situation for Auburn. Great minutes for Hampton Jordan, who will take a seat along with Tabari Allen. Tyler Dixon subs in, and Trey Ross subs in as well for the Tigers, the 6'7 junior. It's Maynard to trigger on the baseline. He finds Carl Lindsey on the left-hand wing. Hands back off to Maynard. 1:20 to play. No. Gets it back to Lindsey. Takes a shot. Won't fall. How about Tyler Dixon is in there to grab the board, and he falls out of bounds. He'll lose a great effort, though, from 14 to get up there and grab that basketball. Just couldn't hold it in, or hold his feet in, rather. And it leads to a possession for Enterprise. 1:10 to play in this second quarter. 31-20 is Auburn's lead here in the Sweet 16. Backdoor cut was cut off and deflected. Maynard tried to save it. Good hands by Carl Lindsey. That was an open layup for the Wildcats if he didn't get a hand in there. So 31-20 is Auburn's lead with 104 in the first half. Stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you how we got to this point, preview the second half, also talk a little bit about the girls' game as well, as Antoine Daniels steals the inbound. He pushes ahead with the right hand. Bounce pass to the corner. Maynard goes up to the baseline. Tons of contact. Hits the floor. No call. It's out of bounds. It'll be Enterprise basketball. I like the idea from Trendon. Seemed like he was more focused on trying to get the foul, which there was a lot of contact, but seemed he was foul-focused rather than bucket-focused. Enterprise with two fouls, Auburn with none, so no threat of any sort of free throws in this second quarter. Enterprise moving left to right. We're under a minute in this first half. Wadsworth on the left-hand side. They'll swing it here on the right-hand side. Dumped down low to Brady Wadsworth. Traveled in the lane, but fouled first. And they're going to call Carl Lindsey, I believe. They did. They called it on Carl Lindsey, who wears two in gray for this Auburn squad. As Antoine Daniels will take his first seat of the ballgame
brings in Tabari Allen. It's Allen, Dixon, Hightower, Lindsey, and Ross, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt. 42 and a half seconds. Thought about the three. Dumped down for Wadsworth. Throws it off the backboard. A high arcing shot for Brady Wadsworth, who gets his first bucket of the game. He's got two, and the Tigers are still on top. 31-22. We got 30 seconds to play. Auburn can hold for the final shot. It's Allen. Swings it over to Hightower. Has it on the free throw line. Extended left. Holds his dribble. Has to avoid the five-second call. He does. Swings it over to Lindsey. Now with 17 to play in the second quarter. Lindsey's way out near the top volleyball line here at Alabama State. It's Hightower. Left-hand side with 10. Crossover dribble with 8. He's at the top with 7. Gets it to Dixon with 5. Spins in the lane. He lost it. 4 seconds for Enterprise. 3. Eurostep. Layup at the buzzer won't go. Tip won't go either. And they're going to say no bucket, and we head to the locker room. Tigers of Auburn lead Enterprise 31-22. And what was an exciting first half, we'll tell you all about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers lead the Wildcats of Enterprise 31-22 here in the varsity boys game in the Sweet 16 of the Alabama State Basketball Tournament. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's Auburn leading Enterprise 31-22 through two quarters. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been the threes made for Auburn that has gotten them out to a nine-point lead at the half. We'll run you through some of the totals here. For this Enterprise team, there's a couple of names you need to know that we were telling you about on the way in. And between Aiden Williams, who has 8, and Ty Bryant, who has 7, those are the ones that make this team go. William Wadsworth got going in there a little bit as well. You have Brady Wadsworth get in the scoring column also. That's it. You have 4 of them that are on the scoring sheet, but only 3 of them have really done serious damage to you if you're Auburn. with Aiden Williams. Again with eight. Aiden Williams is the 6'7 threat right now, the junior forward for this Enterprise squad. He's been going to work down low, and the Tigers have put several defenders on him. It's been Antoine, it's been Tabari, it's been Hampton Jordan, and he pretty much has gotten whatever he wants. Ty Bryan again with 7, William Wadsworth with 5, and Brady Wadsworth with 2. For your Auburn High Tigers, 5 are on the scoreboard right now. Leading all scorers is Antoine Daniels. He's got 9, thanks to 5 in the first quarter and 4 in the second frame. How about Trendon Maynor stepping up with 7 points in that second quarter? He had some big-time shots, including a right wing 3 that was able to fall. You got Carl Lindsay with 6, thanks to 2 threes, 1 in each quarter. Joseph Hightower's got 5. He had a layup and also had a 3 made. And then Cash Reef with 4 points. He got the game started with a 4-point play after he knocked in the straightaway 3 and got the foul, got the free throw as well. And that's where we stand. 31-22. Auburn leads Enterprise at the half. When we come back, we'll tell you what to expect coming up in the second half and how the Tigers can get to the Elite Eight with a win here today. That's coming up here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leads Enterprise 31-22 at the half in the varsity boys game. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight, where they'll play the winner of the Central and the Dothan game coming up at 1:30. That'll probably be more around 2 o'clock, but it's coming up later this afternoon. So the winner here plays the winner of Central and Dothan, and the winner of that game moves on to the Final Four. So just to kind of give you a little timeline here on what everything's going to look like, if we win here today, that's boys and girls now, because we're going to have the girls coming up in just a little bit here on the Auburn High Sports Network. The Elite Eight games would be on Wednesday, February 19th. The Final Four would then be on Thursday, February 27th, and the state championship game is Saturday, March 1st. Tigers are leading Enterprise 31-22. And if you're Auburn, your offense has been working very, very well. We haven't really gotten out in transition a whole lot, but that's okay because our half-court offense has been so effective and Enterprise hasn't turned the ball over very much. I expect them to go back to the watering hole of Aiden Williams down low and Ty Bryant, who's the guy that's going to be more of your aggressor with the basketball in his hands. If you're Auburn, just stay out of foul trouble. If he makes it, he makes it. Just force him to take those tough shots going away from the basket, away from his strong hand. If you can do that, I don't think they can keep up with you, especially if you keep shooting anyway like you did in that first half. You got a good chance to walk out of Montgomery with a win and be able to come back for an Elite Eight. Auburn leads Enterprise 31-22. That's going to wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll have the start of the third quarter after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Enterprise. The Tigers lead the Wildcats 31-22 as your Auburn High Tigers trying to win a Sweet 16 game and make it to the Elite Eight. We begin the third quarter with 31-22. Enterprise will have the basketball. They're moving right to left on your radio dial, wearing their white here in Alabama, or in Alabama State in Montgomery, and Auburn High wearing their gray uniforms with the blue trim down the side, blue numbers and letters on front and back. And the Wildcats start with a turnover in this second half as they were trying to feed it to the right side of the floor in front of their own bench. It was tipped away but off the hands of a Wildcat. So Auburn will start the second half, the third quarter, with the basketball. Allen has it at the top, gets to the lane, goes up strong with the right hand and gets it to go. The Tigers strike first in this third quarter. It was Tabari Allen who, believe it or not, folks, was silent in that first half, was held scoreless in the first two quarters. That is no more. Wadsworth tries to knock it down from the baseline, can't do so, but the offensive board gives Enterprise new life. They can't take advantage with a three from the left-hand wing, and it's pulled down by Antoine Daniels. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. And after Antoine Daniels had his pocket picked, it is William Wadsworth who gets to the other end and lays it in for two. 33-24 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise. Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels, Tabari Allen, Tyler Dixon, Cash Reeve. The five on the floor to start this third quarter for head coach Chris Brandt. The same five that started the game for the Tigers. Left to right on your radio dial. Maynard wants a three, takes a three, can't knock it down. Tyler Dixon's there for the offensive board, and they're going to say it's an offensive foul. They're going to get Dixon again. That's the second one they've called him on today for flat out just out jumping somebody. I don't understand. Head coach Chris Brandt can't believe it. All he did was out jump the guy, and he got called for an over the back foul. And so now we're going the other way. Enterprise basketball, right to left on your radio dial. Wadsworth guarded by Daniels. Feed to the left corner. That's a three. Short, way short. Just kissed off the net and pulled down by Cash Reef. Here comes Trendon Maynard. He'll hand off to Antoine Daniels. And they'll work it into the near corner for Cash Reef. Tried to go down low, not there. Tabari Allen steps into a three, can't bank it home. Chases down the board, can't find it, and into the hands of Malachi Reed. Here come the Wildcats now. Bounce pass to Williams. He had eight in the first half. Mismatch with Trendon Maynard, who steals it. He's stolen away, and Cash Reef finds it in his hands. Gets to the right hand for Reef. Bounce pass underneath to Tabari Allen, who lays it in with the right hand. A great steal on one end from Trendon Maynard, and a nice lay-in on the other from Tabari Allen puts Auburn up 35-24. Matches their largest lead of the day at 11. In the corner, kick down to Williams. Bumps into Antoine Daniels. Finds a cutting Wadsworth, who had his Shot blocked. Then kick out. That's an open shot. That's a three off the right side of the rim. That was Walker Clark who couldn't knock it down. It falls out of bounds. It'll be Auburn High School basketball. So Tabari Allen's going to take a seat. Hampton Jordan, who played big-time minutes in that first half. He's the tallest guy on the team at 6'7". He's the only one that can match what Aiden Williams brings in terms of size from that Enterprise squad. We approach 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. It's 35-24, Auburn over Enterprise here in the second half. Maynard gets it to Reef on the left-hand wing. He's got a shot at a three and knocks it down and lets him know about it too. Does Cash Reef had a big-time shot in the first quarter with the and-one four-point play. He's got a second three in the ballgame, and the Tigers are up by 14. Wadsworth at the top. Bounce pass to the other Wadsworth. That's Brady down low. Floater over Hampton. Jordan is good. Good-looking shot from Brady Wadsworth, who gets his second bucket of the game. Maynard slowly across the 10-second line. Stands on the Yellow Jacket logo here at Dun Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State, hosting this regional tournament, one of the several sites across the state going on this week for high school basketball. And Maynard turned it over. Couldn't complete the pass, and it's stolen. Enterprise now has it in the half court. Tigers are able to get back, though. And Enterprise will orchestrate and operate in the half-court offense. Brady Wadsworth picks up his dribble, hands off on the right side, splits the defense, and lays it in. Does Malachi Reed. And timeout called by Enterprise. 38-28, Auburn leads by 10. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Full court press for Enterprise coming out of the timeout. Tigers bring it up the floor left to right on your radio dial. It's Trendon Maynard who flushes everybody out on the far side of the floor. Picks up his dribble in front of his head coach, Chris Brandt. Tigers working around the perimeter. It's Carl Lindsay at the top right now. Steps up, almost traveled, got caught in the air, threw it away nearly, and Maynard able to steal it back. He gets bumped, kicks it to Cash Reef. Letting him play now. Reef, turnaround, floater, yes! How about Cash Reef? Good-looking shot, young man, from Cash Reef, who has five in the corner alone. 40-28, Tigers are back up by 12. Brady Wadsworth hands off to his brother at the top. Crossover dribble, gets it to the left-hand wing. Trying to go down low, back up to Brady. He'll take a deep three, can't bank it home, and the rebound pulled down by Trendon Maynard. 40-28 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise with 2:53 in the third quarter of the Sweet 16. Hand off to Jordan at the top along with Maynard, Daniels, Reef, and Lindsay. Those are the five on the floor right now for Auburn High School. Daniels had a big first half, looking for him to get going in this second half. It's Cash Reef on the left-hand side. They find it to Daniels at the elbow. Gets to the other elbow, falling down. Tough shot. No call, no bucket. We play on, and Enterprise is able to clear. It's Malachi Reed, gets cut off at the elbow, stolen from Hampton Jordan. How about that? Hampton Jordan steals it away from the point guard, and here come the Tigers. Reef thought about the three, kicked it. Bad pass to Carl Lindsay in that corner, who dumps it down to Hampton Jordan, who then had his shot blocked. And Enterprise is looking to run right to left. We approach 2 minutes to play. Stepped into a three in transition, left it way short. Trying to get his own board, goes between everybody and nearly out to half court and saved by Nicholas Roberts. 40-28 is Auburn's lead, 150 in the third quarter. As they have an edge over Enterprise right now in the Sweet 16. Bounce pass to Brady Wadsworth down low, had a mismatch with Carl Lindsay, and they found it. He gets it for two. There's definitely a size advantage for this Enterprise team over Auburn. And they've been able to take advantage of it. Just can't slow down Auburn right now. On this end of the floor, it's Maynard who lost it. Maynard tried to go behind the back as he was guarded heavily by Malachi Reed and just flat out lost it. As he'll go take a seat, Peyton Plott will step in for the first time today. The speedy 5'7 senior plays point guard for this Auburn High team. He's going to go and play football at Georgia Southern next fall, so we're excited to see what he does on the football field. Seems to be some confusion. It's Auburn High ball after Enterprise turned it over, and Daniels tries to shoot it off the inbound on the baseline, had it blocked out of bounds by William Wadsworth. Again, Auburn High basketball inbounding up baseline left is Cash Reef. Looking to get it to somebody, finally finds Tabari Allen on the free throw line extended left. Gets to the top of the semicircle. Him and Daniels play a two-man game at the top. 1:15 in the third quarter. Tigers lead by 10. Daniels on the right-hand side of the floor. Tries to go down low, not there. Finds Peyton Plott. Open for three. No, off the left side of the rim. And Tabari Allen fights for the board. Gets down low, had it poked away. Enterprise has numbers if they want it. Ahead for Wadsworth. Left-hand wing. Back up top. Now it's Brady. Swing around on the right-hand side. And Tigers are able to get back and reset defensively. Thought about the three on the right-hand side. Now a dump down to Brady. Turnaround floater in the lane. Too short and pulled down by Enterprise. They've got another possession. That's a three now on the left-hand wing, left short. And it is Peyton Plott, the smallest one on the floor, who's able to grab the board. 5'7" is Peyton Plott. He can dunk, though. We've seen it a couple of times. And he was able to get high enough that time for a rebound. 28 seconds in this third quarter. Auburn leads 40-30 over Enterprise. Daniels will pull it back out and slow it down. Auburn can hold for the final shot. And Daniels was fouled on the heavy pressure by Nicholas Roberts. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week. And for brunch on Sunday mornings, check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. So Daniels has it straight away with 15. He'll get to the right hand, goes up with a tough shot. Lots of contact, no call. And then eventually there's a foul called. Did they call that on Trey Ross just now? Oh, my gosh, they did. They called that on Trey Ross on the rebound. How many times has Auburn been called on a foul like that, just going for a rebound? Rather than Daniels, who got hacked on the way up and got no call. Here we go. It's a steal for Daniels, who lets it fly at the buzzer from half court. It won't fall. That would have sent this place going crazy. Either way, we head to the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Enterprise 40-30. 8 more minutes with a trip to the Elite Eight on the line. We'll have it for you right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
We've played three here in Montgomery. We've got one more quarter to go as Auburn leads Enterprise by 10. And we start the fourth quarter with a turnover. Maynard tried to feed it down low for Tabari Allen, who couldn't quite corral it. So it'll be Enterprise who gets the possession to get this fourth quarter started. Wildcats moving right to left on your radio dial. As your Auburn High Tigers will be moving from left to right. Wadsworth hands off at the top. They get it to the right-hand side, trying to get back down to Brady Wadsworth. A huge mismatch, and then a foul called on Peyton Plott. Auburn's gotten themselves caught in several mismatches just like that one today. I mean, we're talking Peyton Plott, who's a 5'7 defender, going up against Brady Wadsworth, who's 6'6 down low. Like, Auburn has got to find a way to get away from those switchback, and credit to Enterprise, they're going right after them. This is the first foul on Auburn in this quarter. It's Williams now on a turnaround jumper off the inbound is good. Aiden Williams had 8 in that first half. He was scoreless in the third quarter, so Auburn did their job on him as Enterprise is back within 8. 40-32 is Auburn's lead. Plott, crossover dribble at the top. Hands off now. It's Antoine Daniels on the right-hand side. Tamari Allen thought about the three straight away. Guarded by Williams. Jab step on him. Hands off to Maynard, and everybody resets. 1 minute in to this fourth quarter. Maynard at the top. Pull up from the elbow. Too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Peyton Plott. He soared for the rebound again. He did it on the defensive end a second ago and just does it on the offensive end. And the Tigers can kill some time and reset. It's Allen, Maynard, Plott, Daniels, and Lindsey, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brent. I like this lineup. Carr, Lindsey does too as he tries to take a three and cannot knock it down. This game is nowhere near over. Enterprise is hanging around. They're within 8, trying to make it less than that, and the shot was blocked inside. It was Malachi Reed who went up and had it rejected by Tamari Allen. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Enterprise. Tyler Dixon subs in for Peyton Plott for head coach Chris Prant. And this Auburn team 21-9 this season, Enterprise 18-6. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight. Loser sees their season come to an end. Right side of the arc. Bounce pass underneath to Williams, who then hits the floor. Tigers hit the floor too. And a timeout is called by Enterprise. They're going to get it before a jump ball was called. So timeout on the floor by Enterprise. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. It's a quick 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you all being with us on this Friday morning as we're here on the campus of Alabama State in the Dunn Oliver Acadome in Montgomery, Alabama, just about an hour down the road from Auburn. And tell you what, there's been a great turnout of Auburn fans here. A lot of students are here this morning. A lot of parents, a lot of families, a lot of fans. That pretty blue sticks out in this gym that is black and yellow. So when the Auburn High fans show up, you can definitely see it and you can definitely hear it as well as they're here to watch back-to-back games for this Auburn High team, Auburn High program, I should say. The boys are right now as we are currently 6:18 left in the fourth quarter and a 40-32 lead. The girls are coming up right after this. We're going to have that broadcast for you as well on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Girls set to take on Dothan, so we're excited to bring that one for you with head coach Courtney Pritchett's squad coming up in just a little bit. But we got business to take care of in this fourth quarter. That's a three from Wadsworth, and he banked it in. William Wadsworth banks in a three from the right-hand wing, and all of a sudden, what was a 15-point lead has now been cut to 5. Enterprise is within striking distance of the Auburn High Tigers. There's Enterprise students here, too. Allen on the left-hand side of the floor. He's guarded by Williams. That's a mismatch for Allen. If he can get to the lane, he does, and had it blocked. It's Tyler Dixon. Comes up with the board, throws up a wild putback shot. It won't fall, and all the momentum is with the Wildcats right now. 5:30 to play. Wadsworth again. No, not that time. And this place would have gone crazy. There's a lot of Enterprise fans who have made the drive up here, as that three won't fall for Wadsworth, and the Tigers will walk it up the floor with 5.5 to play. Maynard's got to avoid the 10-second call. He does. It's Dixon, Daniels, Maynard, Lindsey, and Allen, the five on the floor, with 5:15 to play in the ballgame. Dixon, left-hand side, finds it to Allen. Thought about the corner three. He's in front of his own bench. Gets to the baseline, cut off, and back out to Maynard. Daniels has been quiet in the second half. So quiet, he hasn't scored. Had 9 points in the first half. He's been scoreless in this second half. Would love to see him get his paws on the basketball. Tigers are not in any hurry, though. We're up by 5, and we've let a lot of time bleed off. There's 4:45 now, over 30 seconds on this possession. Allen gets to the lane, left wide open, and makes him pay. Took advantage of the mismatch with the 6'6 Williams on him and took him to the cleaners. That's a big-time shot for Tabari Allen. He had four in the third. He's got his first two here in the fourth. Tigers are back up by seven. Williams at the top. Gets it over to the right-hand side. Bounce pass on the low block. Mismatch with Carl Lindsay. Left the layup short. Rebound fought for. Falling down. Put back goes. Malachi Reed was falling down. He was nearly sitting on the floor by the time he let that shot go and somehow got the friendly roll here in Montgomery back to a five-point game. Cash Reeves set to sub in at the next dead ball. Lindsay in the left-hand corner picks up his dribble and then... They called a foul on Enterprise. The fans behind me are not happy about it. They're kind of confused, and I'll be honest, I am too. Either way, it's the second foul here on the Holmes Enterprise Wildcats. Carl Lindsay sits down, Cash Reef in the ballgame. Under four to play. In the fourth corner, Auburn leads 42-37 over Enterprise here in the Sweet 16. Reef at the top, spin move. Guarded heavily, almost carried it, got away with it. It's Daniels now, has it at the corner of the half-court line to the baseline on the far side of the floor. They throw a double team at him, and then they're going to foul Antoine Daniels. It was William Wadsworth who fouled him. I don't know if that's what they were planning to do or not. I mean, if you're Enterprise, you just got to put a little pressure on the ball handler to avoid the five-second call. It's going to be an inbound for Auburn, and Chris Brandt, the head coach of Auburn High Boys Basketball, takes a timeout. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High Boys and Girls Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
It's crunch time here in Montgomery. Auburn leads Enterprise 42-37 with 3.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers have it in the half court coming out of the timeout. All sorts of pressure by Enterprise. They're throwing doubles at almost every ball handler, and then it's a backcourt violation. Maynard threw it at the feet of Antoine Daniels. He couldn't corral it. It rolled into the backcourt, and a backcourt violation is called against Auburn, which gives Enterprise the basketball back down by five with 3:25. To play in the ball game. Tigers are just silent offensively in this second half, and now the defense is starting to fall apart. That's Aiden Williams who gets the layup to fall. It's a one possession game. 42-39 Auburn leads with 3:10 to play in the ball game. Finds it to Daniels. He stands on the free throw line. Has his dribble, gets to the lane, goes up with a tough shot, couldn't get it to fall, but he'll head to the free throw line. And I'm racking my brain here for a second. This may be the only second or third attempt for Auburn at the free throw line in this entire game. Cash Reef had the one at the very beginning of the game with the four-point play. And here we are now with Antoine Daniels, the 80-plus percent free throw shooter, knocks down the first. His first point in this second half, a guy that averages almost 18 a game, had 9 in the first half. Give Enterprise a lot of credit. They have kept him in check. And especially here late in this fourth quarter, they're throwing double teams at every ball handler. It's already forced one turnover. Let's see if it will force some more as Antoine steps up and knocks them both down. Auburn leads by five over Enterprise. We're under three to play in the Sweet 16. It's Reed straight ahead, guarded by Cash Reef. Wadsworth has it now at the top, guarded by Daniels. Enterprise passing it around on the left-hand side of the floor. Williams has it at the top. Works for Wadsworth. That's Brady on the right-hand side. Nowhere to go. Just around the perimeter. Picks up his dribble. Nearly had a five-second call. And now they work it to the near side of the floor. Tigers with great defensive pressure, 2.5 to play in the fourth quarter. That's an open three in the corner. And the lucky roll is not there. Brady Wadsworth was there on the offensive board. And the putback, he was fouled. Enterprise hasn't shot a whole lot of free throws either. There haven't been a whole lot of fouls called in this game. And the ones that have seem to have been loose ball fouls or just weak touch fouls away from the basketball. So Enterprise steps up to shoot a couple of free throws. That is Wadsworth. His first is no good. Brady Wadsworth had 2 in the first, has 4 in the second half, trying to cut into a 5-point deficit for Enterprise against your Auburn High Tigers. Several dribbles at the free throw line. Second free throw in and out. And Tamari Allen clears the board. Daniels, Allen, Maynor, Lindsey, and Reef are the 5 on the floor for Auburn with 2:15 to play. They pressure Trenton Maynor, gets it to the hands of Tamari Allen. Crossover dribble to split the defenders. Tigers going to have to take care of the basketball. They're playing keep away. Hot potato right now. Antoine pulls up from the free throw line. Didn't need it, couldn't get it, and Cash Reef's there for the board. Auburn does not need to shoot the basketball unless you are absolutely open, and now it's another turnover. Ball's on the floor in the half court, and a fight for the ball, a scram for the ball, ends up in the hands of Trenton Maynor. Tigers got to get it back across half court, and they do. 1:45 in the fourth quarter. They hand it to Cash Reeve, and timeout is called by head coach Chris Brandt. A hectic play right here in front of us at half court. Bodies were on the floor. They were tumbling and rumbling. The ball never got possessed by anybody. And so the officials let it play on, and the Tigers get it to the half court, and they call timeout. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 44-39 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise. Tigers have led the entire way, have led the entire game thanks to a 4-point play to start the game from Cash Reeve. This thing was up to double digits, 12, 13 points for Auburn. And Enterprise has just not gone away. It was a hot start for Auburn in the first two quarters and been cold here in the second two quarters. Several threes were made in that first frame, and Auburn just hasn't had any open looks since. Tigers to inbound on the far side baseline. It's Lindsey, gets it into Tamari Allen. Immediate double team in the corner. He needs help trying to find anywhere to go, and a timeout was called. Timeout called by Auburn. Head coach Chris Brandt bailed out Tamari Allen. I don't know if the scoreboard's right or not in terms of our timeout numbers. Well, timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I think it is. They just took one off. So that gives us 2 now with 1:39 in this fourth quarter. Tell you what, we'll be right back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
1:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Enterprise 44-39 in the Varsity Boys Sweet 16 here in the regional tournament being held in the Dunn Oliver Akadome on the campus of Alabama State. Tigers out of the inbound, or out of the timeout rather, have an inbound. They get it to Tabari Allen in the backcourt, ahead now for Trenton Maynor, who turned it over. Another turnover for the Tigers, and then a foul by Cash Reef. A foul by Cash Reef. Maynor tried to pass it from one side of the floor to the other. It was a lazy pass, and it's going to lead to free throws for this Enterprise team. A chance to put points on the board with the clock stopped. That's the last thing you can do if you're Auburn right now with 1:31 in this fourth quarter. The winner of this game is going to move on to the Elite Eight and will take on the winner of Central and Phoenix, or Central and Dothan, which that game will be played later today. The Elite Eight will be played next week on February 19th. And so apologies, that's not free throws for Enterprise. Apologies, that's only the third foul on Auburn in this quarter. So it does give Enterprise possession, but not free throws yet. So apologies on that. Wadsworth on the right-hand side in the hands of Clark, trying to feed it to the top, nearly turned it over. Wadsworth, open three, left wing, no, too strong. Long board pulled down by Clark. He's got it on the right wing, kicks to Wadsworth, back to Clark. Enterprise has 1:10 to play, and they trail your Auburn High Tigers by five. On the left-hand side, it's Reed. Nearly lost it. Ball's in the air, and then they call Cash Reef on a reach-in foul or a loose ball foul, whatever you want to call it. That ball was rolling. Cash Reef dove on the floor for it. That's what you're supposed to do, and instead he hits the player on the floor. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on Auburn, so it stays with Enterprise. Remember, in high school basketball, five fouls in a quarter puts a team in the bonus. So the next foul for Auburn will put Enterprise at the line. The Wildcats just have the three. So if they get into a fouling situation to stop the clock, they've got to do it a couple of times to try and get some misses from this Auburn High team. 44-39, 103 to play. Wadsworth jumps down low to Williams. He's going to go one-on-one with Tabari Allen, and he cannot convert. Knocked out of bounds off of Tyler Dixon. Off of Tyler Dixon, it stays with Enterprise. The Wildcats got the look they were looking for. They went to Aiden Williams, who again is 6'7", and he's going up against the 6'3", Tabari Allen. Baseline left for Enterprise. They get it to Williams, goes up against Allen again, had it blocked, and another foul. Looked like all ball to me. They're going to say he was hitting the head. They may have gotten Dixon on the backside on hitting him in the head. That's going to put Williams at the free throw line. Aiden Williams, who wears number 30. He's the leading scorer for this Enterprise team. He's got 12 on the day so far. And Auburn leads Enterprise 44-39 with 54.6 on the clock. The first free throw rattles in and out. Can Auburn survive? They've had a lead all day long against a Wildcat squad that just won't go away. Reminder, we're going to have the Auburn High girls coming up right after this. They're standing down there waiting to get their turn on this floor. Here at the Don Oliver Racadome, they're going to take on Dothan in the Sweet 16 on the girls' side of things coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 0 for 2 at the line by Williams. And Tabari Allen pulls down the board. Puts it on the floor ahead, and then he turned it over. Tried to throw it to Antoine Daniels. He turned it over, and it leads to a layup for Aiden Williams. Sloppy passes from Auburn in this fourth quarter have led to several opportunities for Enterprise, and the Wildcats call a timeout. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 44-41 is Auburn's lead with 44.3 to play in the fourth quarter. The conclusion coming up after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
All right, here's the situation. 45.3 on the clock in the fourth quarter of the Sweet 16. Auburn leads Enterprise 44-41. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight. The loser's season comes to an end. Tigers are going to be moving left to right on your radio dial. Trendon Maynard inbound. Full court press for Enterprise. He's on the right baseline. Again, Tigers full length of the floor to go. A bounce pass to nobody. He bounced it to Enterprise. Down low for Williams now. Here come the Wildcats. A transition layup is short, but he's fouled. It was William Wadsworth who got the bounce pass and got the layup off. Just couldn't convert. And look, I love Trendon, and I don't want to talk anything bad about my guys on this team, but he's had some costly turnover, and Auburn has in general. This fourth quarter has been a disaster, in this fourth quarter for this Auburn High team. They can't get out of their own way as William Wadsworth knocks down the first. Tigers still have a lead, 44-42. And another free throw coming up for Wadsworth. And remember, that is now the fifth foul on Auburn. So if they foul again, for whatever reason, that puts Enterprise back at the line. Second free throw from Wadsworth is good. 1 point game. Auburn's up by one, 44-43. Throw it into Maynor in the near corner. Full court press gets it to Jabari Allen. And there's all sorts of pressure and then eventually fouled by Aiden Williams. All sorts of pressure by Enterprise. And they eventually hack the arm of Jabari Allen. If you're Enterprise, it's a smart play to stop the clock, yes, but that doesn't put Auburn at the free throw line. Now Auburn's got an inbound. Are they going to put him on the sideline or on the baseline? Looks like they're going to put Antoine Daniels in the far corner at the end of the Enterprise bench. Looks for the home run pass. Not there. He'll find Jabari Allen on the inbound. Has to dribble. Picks it up. Now he's stuck. He's trapped. And then a timeout is called by head coach Chris Brandt. We have two. Now we have one. Auburn is trying to squeak out of this thing. Can we get rid of 29.1 seconds somehow? Some way. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. It's just a 30-second timeout. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us, however you tuned in. On 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. This is Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us. We're having fun, but we're a little more stressed now than we were about 30 minutes ago. It's been a tale of two halves, man. I tell you what, it was all Auburn up by 10 at the half. And since then, it's been all Enterprise. Antoine Daniels had 9 in the first half. He has 2. Carl Lindsey had 6 in the first half. He has none. Joseph Hightower had 5 in the first half. He has none. Trendon Maynor had 7 in the first half. He has none. This Tigers team has been just stopped in its tracks. Fourth quarter, Tigers have scored 4 points. 2 by Antoine at the free throw line to Jabari Allen on a layup. Here we go. 29.1. Left to right on your radio dial. Tigers are inbounding. Full court press from Enterprise. Auburn leads by 1. Tabari on the baseline finds Carl Lindsey. Looks to bounce pass to Allen. Picks up his dribble. Finds it to Lindsey again. Tigers moving left to right, trying to get across half court. They do. Here's Jabari Allen, and then he threw it away, but he was fouled. Oh, my goodness. Jabari Allen did the cardinal sin. He jumped before having a destination for the pass and got bailed out on a call. I mean, I'm going to call it like I see it. It was right here. Was there contact? Sure. But that ball was rolling out of bounds. Auburn just got lucky with a foul call right there and a chance for the senior Jabari Allen to expand on a one-point lead, and he does. First free throw is good from Jabari Allen. He's got 7 in the second half. He was held scoreless. He's been the only scorer in the second half. He's the reverse of everybody else from the first half. And 2 for 2 for Jabari Allen. Big time shots from 12 and Gray. Here comes Enterprise, and they're going to quickly call a timeout in the half court with 15.3 on the clock. Thanks to Jabari Allen, Auburn sees a 1-point lead grow to a 3-point lead. 46-43. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. We're going to leave it here on the Auburn High Sports Network. If you're Auburn, you have a 3-point lead. What you don't want to do is foul. If you foul at any time, whether it's a reach-in foul, a loose ball foul, or, of course, a shooting foul, you will put Enterprise at the free throw line. We have 5. Enterprise has 5. So any foul from this point on will put the opposing team on the free throw line. What you also don't want to do is foul a 3-point shooter. And this is a classic situation. You're up 3 late. John Rothstein says always foul up 3 late. We've seen it work really well. We've seen it backfire heavily. I think if you're Auburn right now, you haven't seen Enterprise make enough threes for them to be a massive threat. I say play it out. And we'll see what Auburn does. 46-43, 15.3 on the clock. Enterprise is moving right to left. They've got it in the half court. They've got to inbound it first. Right in front of their bench. They inbound at the top. It's Williams. He's guarded by Tabari Allen now with 12. It's into the hands of a guard with 10. On the right-hand side, guarded by Maynard with 8. Gets to the lane. Bounce pass Williams with 6 and lays it in with 4.4 on the clock. Timeout called by Enterprise. They took 11 seconds off the clock, but they did get a bucket. They're back within 1. 46-45 is Auburn's lead. Timeout called by Enterprise. This timeout and all timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. 46-45 is Auburn's lead, and they put a whole second back on the clock. Of course they did. Well, now they're taking some off. What are they doing? They're adjusting the clock. And as the official walks away from the table, 5 seconds even on the clock here at the Dunn Oliver Acadome. Everybody on their feet, whether they're wearing blue and white, royal blue and white, I should say, or navy blue and white for Enterprise. Everybody on their feet and some nervous fans on all sides. 46-45 is Auburn High's lead over Enterprise here in the Varsity Boys Sweet 16. As Auburn still stuck in the huddle, they'll come out of the timeout. With 5 seconds to play, Auburn will be advancing the basketball left to right on your radio dial. Enterprise does not have a timeout. Auburn does. We do have a timeout if you get stuck, whether it's on the inbound or once you get the basketball. Here we go. Antoine Daniels to inbound on the baseline. He's able to move, and he gets it to Tabari Allen, who was then grabbed by the hips, and a foul was called. That'll put Tabari Allen at the free throw line, who just made two a few moments ago. Not a terrible foul if you're Enterprise. Only 0.8 came off the clock. They may put some more time back on that, to be honest with you. The official's at the table right now. We'll see if they do. Yep, they do. They put... Well, there can't be no time that came off. He was fouled. There was an inbound. He was fouled after he touched the basketball. Some time has to come off the clock. You can't have 5 seconds exactly. How in the world is that possible? He was fouled on the entry pass. And he had the basketball and then was fouled. How did time not come off the clock? Either way, Tabari Allen steps up, knocks down the first free throw. 47-45. He can make it a three-point game right here. There is 5 seconds even on the clock. Enterprise, if and when they get the basketball back, they're moving right to left. Here at the Dunn Oliver Acadome, the all-important free throw. He got it. 6 points for Tabari Allen in the fourth quarter. Four of them coming at the free throw line. Here come the Wildcats now. He carried it. Yes, he did. He turned it over. Did Enterprise. It was Malachi Reed. He tried to pass it. Instead, he carried it. Turnover on the Wildcats. And Auburn's going to get the basketball with 2.7 in this fourth quarter in their own half court. Just take care of the basketball. If you're Auburn High, you have a three-point lead, 48-45. It'll be Maynard to inbound. Throws to the backcourt for Tabari Allen. And Enterprise has to foul with 1.6 to play. Tabari Allen, who's hit 4 in this quarter already, can put this thing away here in Montgomery. Oh my goodness. Enterprise was going to have a shot, and instead Malachi Reed again, who just got caught in between whether he wanted to dribble or whether he wanted to pass, and he ended up carrying the basketball. Allen, the first. Yes. Auburn's up by 4. With 1.6 to play. If you're Auburn, get out of the way. I don't care if this free throw is made or missed. Get out of the way. They don't have enough time to do anything. Second free throw is good by Tabari Allen, who gives them the silent signal on the way out. If you're Auburn, just stand still. Don't even touch them. Shot at the buzzer. Good if it goes. It does not. And Auburn survives. They beat Enterprise here in the Sweet 16, 50-45, thanks to 8 big points in the fourth quarter by Tabari Allen. And the Tigers are moving on to the Elite Eight. 50-45, final score for the Tigers. Stick around. We'll tell you all about it. See if we can quickly get head coach Chris Brandt to join the broadcast and then get you ready for the Varsity Girls as they take on Dothan. Auburn High, the boys are moving on to the Elite Eight. They'll take on the winner of Central and Dothan. We'll tell you more about it coming up in the postgame show right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
50-45, final score. Auburn takes down Enterprise in the Sweet 16, and the varsity boys are moving on to the Elite Eight. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we're joined by the winning head coach, Chris Pranner, the Auburn High boys. Coach, it wasn't easy, and we were stressing down the stretch, but your guys get it done. Congratulations.
Wow. I'll take a win any kind of way. It was ugly, but, hey, we stood the storm that they were throwing at us at the end. They had to do everything they could to change it. We had a nice 10-point lead, but they started pressing, started trapping us, and it made us shift. We hadn't really had that much this year because of my guard play. So it was kind of good that we were able to handle. It was great that we could handle that.
Sure.
But because in situations, that's what's going to happen if we get a lead.
Well, there were several times where Enterprise went to Aiden Williams, who was a 6'7 mismatch several times. But I feel like you guys were able to adjust and limit him. He had 8 in the first half. He ended up with 7 in the second half, too. But what was the strategy for a guy like him?
Well, I was trying to tell him if he got the ball inside, foul him. I'd rather him shoot free throws than because he's so deadly when he gets deep and down low. He's a really good post player. So what we were trying to do was keep him off the post, not let him get so low. We were trying to get him outside the paint, and it was really difficult to do tonight. But I thought we double-teamed him a lot when he caught it and tried to force him to throw it out. That's what we were doing the first half, and they kind of adjusted to that.
Auburn beats Enterprise 50-45. We don't know your opponent yet. It's either going to be Central or Dothan. They play coming up in just a little bit, but your Elite Eight-bound coach will be back here next week. Congratulations. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, and hello to my family.
That's head coach Chris Brandon of the Auburn High boys joining us on the post-game show. We'll take a break, come back, and tell you about the girls here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.